and security are back in Washington after meeting with Mexico's top officials. The U.S. wants Mexico's help with the southern border crisis. CBS's Cammie McCormick on what Mexico wants.
The Mexican government wants the U.S. to reopen border crossings temporarily closed by the U.S. They're important to transport Mexico's manufactured goods. The U.S. says it closed those borders because the surge of migrants overwhelmed border agents. Mexico has begun clearing out one migrant camp near Brownsville, Texas, using bulldozers and workers with machetes.
New York Mayor Eric Adams says he's fed up with other states sending busloads of migrants there.
We cannot allow buses with people needing our help to arrive without warning at any hour of day and night.
Now he signed an executive order requiring more than 30 hours notice for new arrivals. History tells us that slavery was the main cause of the Civil War. Republican presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has a different take.
I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley's comments came during a town hall meeting in Berlin, New Hampshire last night. This voter was beside himself.
In the year 2023, it's astonishing to me that you answer that question without mentioning the word slavery.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
No, you've answered my question.
The Pentagon has finalized a package of weapons and equipment for Ukraine. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Biden administration says this final drawdown provides as much as $250 million worth of arms and equipment previously approved by Congress. A statement says the package includes air defense munitions, components, and anti-armor munitions. In announcing the drawdown, the White House says it is imperative that Congress act swiftly to, quoting here, advance our national security interests by helping Ukraine defend itself and secure its future.
First snow, then ice in North Dakota, and now officials say it could take as long as 3 weeks to clean up debris from the big ice storm that brought down trees and power lines there. Fargo City Forester Scott Ludall.
Anything that's really impeding the flow of traffic or the use of the sidewalk, or if somebody can't get out of their house or driveway, those are the calls that we're responding to as priority one.
This is Good Riddance Day in New York City's Times Square, where people can shred things they'd rather forget from this past year.
I'm getting rid of my cancer mask, my decision to skip a semester for the spring term.
Trying to not be perfect.
Negative thoughts.
Looking ahead to trading on Wall Street, S&P futures down a point. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former U.S. Senator and owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Herb Kohl, has died. He was 88 years old. Kohl's death was announced Wednesday evening by the Herb Kohl Foundation. Kohl bought the Bucks in 1985 and was instrumental in keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Kohl also represented Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate from 1988 until 2012, when he decided not to run for re-election. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's assistant attorney general.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But been feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL, the Packers suspending cornerback Jaire Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jaire run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
I mean, like, yeah, it was. I mean, like, it was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, but then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever
been are you surprised to learn there's an international business on Main Street in Nacoosa? Jacoby Custom Cues calls billiards one of the most popular recreational activities. It should know more than 3,000 cues are produced there every year. Jacoby started with 2 employees in 83 and now has more than 24. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Steve Schneider from 1001 Club, Black and Tan, and all of his different various
investments, right?
I can't wait for the boy. He's got some big plans. Lofty goals, plans. If they all come true, it's going to be fantastic. And Todd is just like, have you ever seen, you know what,
when like
you're
a little kid,
yeah,
right?
When you're with Milton, it's like, daddy got a treat, daddy got a treat. Yeah, okay, right. And his tail's wagging, he's like, he's hyperventilating. When he was talking about those tunnels in the Vic Theater, well, Todd was just like out of his chair.
I did not know this, but there's a paranormal museum right over here on Broadway Street.
What?
I didn't know that, but I found out about it over the holiday.
Where?
And I think it's just like right across the river from here or up a little ways or something like that.
I didn't know this.
Neither.
Paranormal Museum?
Yeah.
Did not know this.
All so right. I got to check that out.
Absolutely.
Right. Get you a little side hustle
Does
money.
Does anybody know about a paranormal museum in Green Bay?
On Broadway. Which would fit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cool district. And
well, you know, I know a town that has more offbeat museums than any town I've ever seen of its size?
Two Rivers?
Two Rivers in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
I mean, you got what is the printing block?
Oh, yeah,
museum.
That's a cool museum.
They had a musical museum in downtown, I don't know if it's Two Rivers or Manitowoc. They've got, like, lots of small museums there.
And people, we go back to this experience. I mean, you want to have good food, but, you know, you don't have to see an NFL game. You can just enjoy.
Hey, you don't have to sell it to me. I'm the biggest museum fan in the world.
Yeah.
I love museums.
And we're going to get your museum open, veterans, because
yeah,
people like that.
We would love it.
That'd be great. And then something with music, because the talent that comes out of this community.
Maybe Steve will give me a room at the Bellin Building to put in a veterans museum.
That could work, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be great.
Yeah. And he owns it. Or maybe there's something we could incorporate into that Schauer and Schumacher.
All right.
If
going, though, right?
What's that?
Aren't they still going? Isn't it still in business or not?
No. I'm talking about the Schauer and Schumacher building.
Oh, right downtown on Walnut Street.
Right.
Yeah. But there's still a Schauer and Schumacher, isn't there? Or not?
No. That furniture?
Yeah.
No, they went.
I'm way behind the times, aren't I?
Way behind.
You know what I think is cool building, Jim? Right around the corner from that.
Oh, yeah.
That has got those cool old windows.
Totally.
Painted windows. That's a beautiful, beautiful building. That is one of those things you could shoot a movie from the 1920s,
yep,
a gangster movie, and you wouldn't have to do a thing. When they walk into that building.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
And we just have to capitalize on the history we have here because it's very cool, very unique. But besides walking past the building, they've got to have something unique inside the building. And I think that's where you can come in and Steve.
Well, back to the Bart Starr Bridge for a minute.
Yeah.
Our man Spencer is all in.
So Spencer, he's the guy that he does the fence painting.
He does the fence painting. He does the speed painting. He does the NFL paintings. He's amazing.
Right?
Spencer?
No, he went out to New York and did something. We interviewed him one time, right? Was he on our show?
Yeah, yeah, he's been on our show.
Yeah,
sure.
No, he did.
I forget what he did in New York. Okay.
Or somebody contacted him and contracted him to do something. But, yeah, he's very well known even outside our market.
Absolutely. I mean, he's huge with NFL players as far as, like, doing their cleats when they do those and everything. And he's all in as far as doing a cool Bart Starr sign. And I had a gentleman from Coleman who runs a fencing company. He said he'd put up a really cool fence right there free of charge. So we can get that done. I had a gentleman from the county board contact me about getting behind it and helping us out to get it going. We can do it free of charge, basically. I mean, phenomenal. Give Bart Starr the due he deserves.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Bart Starr was a class man. Let's have a class-looking memorial to him.
That'd be cool. That's a step in the right direction.
When you see that fence, doesn't it almost look like you're looking at, like, a prison?
Absolutely. 100%.
It does.
Looks like Parchment Prison in Mississippi or something.
And
yeah. Concertina wire and...
Johnny Cash in there spending the night in the Starkville jail.
Starkville City jail, absolutely.
But I think...
That's one question. Why are they so safety concerned? They're so, for the love of God, we can't let anybody get in here with the barbed wire. That's the only place in Green Bay where I've seen triple-strand barbed wire keeping people out. What's so whatever on the other side?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no... You know, there's so many
other things. Somebody to go down to do a tugboat?
Well, there's so many other things you could do. And Stephen talked about technology. There's other things you can do besides barbed wire. I think that's pretty archaic.
Yeah.
But I do think this is an example of a good idea gone bad because of, you know, I think, I don't know who came up
with
this.
Well, they did it half-ash.
That's what I'm saying.
They did it half-ash.
Right.
Plain and simple.
That's what I'm saying is that.
They did it on the total,
still a good idea to honor. You know, one of the, what?
I think it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful to Bart Starr. It's like, if that was my dad and what Bart Starr did for this community, I'd be like, really? Take it down. I would literally say, take the sign down. Yeah. I don't want to be associated with something that is ugly as that.
We're going to fix that up. We're going to, and we'll lead on that. And,
all right.
And I don't, you know, we've got to get a little bit of a budget together, but I don't think this is going to cost a hell of a lot.
Budget? We don't need no stinking budget.
Yeah, just John. You can do a little
we
bit.
We can work it out. Don't worry.
I'm not worried
about it. We'll get stuff donated.
Okay. So, again, I was talking about the paper.
By the way, does my skin look luminescent today?
Does that mean old and wrinkly?
No.
Oh.
Because I'm drinking.
Wow.
Yeah, don't even. Yeah. Because I'm drinking a lot of bone broth.
Oh. I can tell. It looks luminescent, John.
It's supposed to be good for your skin.
Yeah, it looks great.
And for your chest and everything.
So,
Todd, you think I look a little more luminescent?
You're looking good, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jim, are you keeping the weight off? Lost a couple pounds this week?
Last night wasn't great. I had some friends over for homemade pizza, and I made some scalloped potatoes and ham. And I
brought you brought to us.
I did.
That's one of my favorite things in the world.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah.
Tell me if you like it. I
will,
can
but you don't have to do it.
Then
I'm going to make some eggs with it then.
Yeah.
I'll cook up some eggs with it. I love that.
And tomorrow, not that I'm getting rid of my ham, but tomorrow I'm bringing you pea soup. Hey, I was a little bit wrong on that sauerkraut. That's not...
A little bit wrong?
No, I wasn't... No. In the title. That's Polish. That's not German. I said it was that the Germans put sauerkraut in. The Poles did that.
Oh.
I looked it up last night because I knew you guys would give me a hard time. But I'm going to make you both batches, just like my kids.
Is there really that big of a difference between the food between Polish and German, though?
Yeah.
Is there?
Think about it.
I mean, they have a common border. I mean,
but think about it.
It's like United States and Canada.
But the Poles, I mean, they had no money.
Okay.
That's Depression era stuff. At least the Germans had some sauces and stuff.
Okay.
The Polish, they... No, that's why that, like, chinin. You know,
they had the kielbasa?
Yeah, but I don't think they had a lot of protein in meat. That chinin, that's just duck blood soup. And then the kliskas and klaas is just potatoes.
You could be making those words up for all I know.
No, absolutely.
No, you guys.
The kliskas and the
klaas. But then they did have one of their favorite things, the shabloskada.
You know, now that you're making
then
up.
Then we put a little shaduka on it. I mean, that's fantastic.
Okay, John.
I had that.
Let's go back to
Polish Independence Day. It's unbelievable.
All right.
On Pulaski, on Krakow, they serve that all the time.
Yeah, okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah. All right, hey, so we're talking about...
Tony Zygablonski. He puts that out every year. It's unbelievable. You got to go there.
Okay.
I think it's on the day before Lent.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's kolaches.
You a fan?
Of the day before Lent?
No, of the kolaches.
My mom likes them, and I always go to the. There's a place in Appleton that.
There's a place in Pulaski that's fantastic, a phenomenal bakery. Yeah. But I'm just, it's like a lot of times they're prune,
right?
And,
poppy seed,
yeah.
But there's some good ones. There's apricot,
I would take raspberry.
Raspberries are
raspberry.
Good.
Raspberry. You can't go wrong
a little
with raspberry.
Mix of that. I buy those for her on Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, whatever they call it.
For your mom?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, she
You're
likes
good
those.
Son.
She likes those. So
do the other your brother's sisters ever like suck up? Never do that? Because you are kind of. It's like, hey, you're not going to get her vote. I mean, come on. It's not, really?
All right. Hey, so we're talking about the year end and what was big in 2023. And like I said, you know, there was an article in the paper talking about the featured
businesses. I'm going to ask a quick question, and I'm not even joking about this. What day is it today?
Thursday.
Okay.
All day.
I'm so, yeah. Dad.
28th.
I'm so mixed up this week, it's mind-boggling.
Everybody is.
So when is the pack? What is New
Sunday,
Year's Eve?
7:20.
New Year's Eve is Saturday?
Sunday.
New Year's Eve is Sunday.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Yep.
And the Packer game is New Year's Eve at 7:20,
or
right?
7:20.
So it's on Saturday?
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday.
Yep. It's on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
At 7:20. And
just doesn't seem right for New Year's Eve being on a Sunday for some reason.
Right. And they play in Minnesota, which is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're favored or not.
No, they won't be favored.
No. Mm-mm. So
probably 2.5-point underdogs, something like that.
And if they don't win, then
it's pretty much over then.
It's going to be a pretty quiet Bears game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the Bears play, I think, a week later here.
Yeah.
I think that's the schedule. Anyway, so we talked about the 10-01 Club revival completed in March, and Steve talked about Andy and how well that's going. They also talked about the new Aldi grocery store. You're getting into Aldi.
I was in Aldi's last night.
That they know what they're doing.
Let me tell you something. You know how much this bone broth? How much?
$1.29. I never bought it.
$1.29 for a whole thing.
What is the whole thing? What is bone broth?
The bone broth. It's the thing that's changed my life. I mean, it's just, you know, that, but other than that.
That luminescent skin. Yeah. Yes.
$1.29. Bought those bags of like, lettuce and, you know, mixed lettuce and stuff like that.
That's
all
good.
Cut up and everything like that. Same thing, like $1.39 or something. I bought two bottles of nice wine, nice Merlot. Take a guess how much. In fact, take a guess for two bottles of wine, how much?
18. I was going to say 18 or 19 bucks.
I say $9 a bottle, okay. Under 10.
$6.50.
What?
For two bottles. $3.25 each. Yes.
John, is that stuff?
It was good. I tried the second.
I'm not a dry wine drinker, but my friends say they have great wine.
You would not know the difference. If you did a taste test, I will do that. Are you a wine drinker?
No, I would not. I wouldn't be a good
Which
judge.
One is $3.25? Which one is $14? You won't know the difference.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, I was there last night. The only problem is you got to pay 12 cents for a bag.
Yeah.
For a paper bag.
And you have to get a quarter for the cart.
Yeah, and I splurged, and I bought two of those other bags for 98 cents a piece to carry my stuff.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me just say this. So there was a guy sitting outside panhandling.
Oh, yeah.
God bless him, whatever. Didn't look all that, whatever, okay? But have you noticed they all have the same sign? They all say anything will help. Or anything helps. No matter where you go,
yeah.
It's like that's the same sign they all have. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm not a big supporter of panhandlers because there's services in this community, right? There are services. There's the new community shelter. There's Paul's Pantry. I don't know. You got to sit in the middle of. I just don't.
But it's just weird that you'll see these different people in different parts of town, but the signs are the same. Well, I don't get that.
Do you think they're working for somebody?
I have no
commission?
Idea. I have no idea.
That'd be an interesting business model. Oh, jeez. Why are we playing this today?
Trucker Thursday.
Is it?
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey, you want to give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit
I love Trucker town, Thursday.
You do.
I love everything about trucking. I love everything about truck stops. Boy, kind of a sad sight, though.
I know, right?
On TV.
I know.
I used to go to that place all the time. The truck, there was a fantastic. You ever go there, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it gone now or what?
Gone. Everything's gone.
Wow.
Torn down, completely gone. That was a wonderful little truck stop restaurant. Loved it. Made a great omelet.
But didn't they have some issues?
Well, they had a fire. And stuff. I don't know anything else. You know all the inside stuff. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I really liked it.
Yes.
Because it was right on my route.
Right.
Because I lived on GV.
That was
so convenient to just stop in
awesome
there.
Awesome location.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Well, isn't Love's is making a...
you know what I think would be a good business
comeback
to have? You know
here, I mean,
if you owned a U-Haul, or not a U-Haul, owned a semi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like the one with a cool, tricked out sleeping area and everything like that. But don't drive it. Just rent it out to people. It's like a little Airbnb.
Oh, man.
Don't you think that would be cool? I would do it. I would stay in it.
There's no bathroom in there.
Well, if you had a truck stop, use the truck stop. They get showers and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
When I go off the grid in my van life, that's what I'm going to do.
No,
I'm going to shower and stuff
bad
at truck stops. I know it's not. How many people get a chance to do that? Not many.
That's not a bad idea.
I know.
And that wouldn't be that expensive.
Nope.
Because you could get those Peterbilt and just kind of,
yep.
You like to do stuff. Like you could fix it up. It mechanically, it wouldn't need to be much because you
don't
drive
it. Doesn't have to move. Doesn't even need to have an engine.
That could work.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah, you could make some money on that.
Want to go partners?
No, and I don't like it that much.
Todd? Partners?
Yeah, I
can get you in early.
One
of those things you don't want to wait, and then it's like, oh, I had the chance to buy Microsoft. And
yeah, well, I'm sure that's going to be the next Microsoft. I think that would be unique, and we've talked about so many times that people look for unique experiences.
Yeah.
And sleeping in a truck, I don't know
yes.
if I would do that, though. Because
some people would. I guarantee it they would.
Because when you see those guys with the sleeper cabs, you always say, wow, that's kind of cool. Have you ever slept in a sleeper cab?
No, but I've always wanted to.
Right. Huh.
Sometimes, you ever have this when you can't sleep? Like last night, I was up till 3:30 in the morning. So you always put a little thing in your head about where you're sleeping, what would be most. And mine is in a truck. I'm thinking I'm in a truck during a snowstorm, and I'm just in a sleeping bag, and there's just an all-night truck stop right outside the door to go and get some pancakes and sausage and eggs, and then come back into the truck. Yeah.
No,
that's my dream.
Now that I think about it. Well, I don't know. That might work, John. You might be onto something, because you could pick up the equipment pretty cheap. Do they charge you for parking at the truck stop?
I don't know. I'd find that stuff out.
And then
you got a texter. Do you guys take questions during the show, Matt? Yes, Matt. Text us your question. Another one I told you about.
We don't take phone calls yet.
Yeah,
we just
I told you about the. I still think I could buy some silos.
Yeah.
And make them kind of bed and breakfast type things, Airbnbs. Don't you?
No,
why?
We talked because steps is one. You're not going to put an elevator in there.
No, you're going to put the circular steps.
Yeah. No, people aren't going to do that.
Oh my God.
And then you get where's the bathroom?
There'll be a bathroom
in the silo.
Yes. Yes. Or like right outside. I mean,
it's an old farm. It probably has an outhouse just
absolutely,
right, down,
right?
That's
absolutely.
Yeah.
We can do that. There's a lot of Jim, you always see the negative.
No, I don't.
I always see the positive. You see the negative.
That's totally opposite.
That's why I would have been a great mayor here.
You would. You
have
vision.
I would have been a great
mayor.
But new, no.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I
another thing I always wish I could have done when I was a kid. I always wanted to do this. This is no lie. I remember the nuns one time. What do you want to be when you grow up? I said a hobo. True story. Honest to God.
You wanted to be a hobo?
I wanted to be a hobo.
The only kid ever that ever said that.
Never went to the line. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a coach. I want to be a baseball player. John, I want to be a hobo.
Wow.
Honest to God.
And the nun is like, John, that could happen.
Yeah. I thought so traveling on trains and doing those kind of things would be really cool.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool, but very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. I mean, oh, man. Jumping on a train, jumping off the train, and you don't want to do that.
Why?
Anyway, all right. Vagabond.
Yes.
Yeah. That could work. Anyway, I like that truck thing. I think that you might be onto something there. I'm going to think about that one a little bit more.
Anybody out there got a truck that they don't need that we just park and we can rent out? I think it'd be very, very popular.
Just before we wrap up the segment, we have
Burke Griffin coming on in a few minutes.
But what we did today, what we were doing today, was talking about the 10 most talked about businesses. And I don't know that you read the article.
I did not.
But I know, but I did. And I just want
you know. You have the paper and you got in your grubby little paws and you haven't let it go.
I read it every day. But I do want to say that one of the, Dave's Hot Chicken in Ashwaubenon, you been there?
No.
Okay.
Where's that?
It's on 2674 South Oneida Street. They opened in August.
Okay.
Ron Stokes. Okay. Alamo Pizzeria?
No. Where's that?
University Avenue, 2400 block of, 2400 block.
Okay. What kind of pizzas does it say? Thin crust, thick crust, any of those kind of things?
Alamo Special, a pizza made with bacon.
Is Jake's Pizza still in business?
Yeah.
I used to love Jake's Pizza. I haven't been there since I've lived downtown.
We can go there. Next to the burger place.
Right, by the burger place.
Right in that.
And where's our guy from the burger place that's supposed to be
70
here?
Studio.
All right. Oh, we got text here. It's free to park at truck stops. Showers cost a few dollars. Visit I-80 Truck Stop in Iowa, the world's largest. There's a doctor's office, a dentist, you name it.
Really?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
I could maybe be talking to that for one
think
night.
About this. Think about this.
Crumble cookies.
Tell me that wouldn't be kind of a romantic little thing.
Donna would love that.
Donna would love that. That's what I'm saying.
Milton would love that.
You can bring the dog, because a lot of those guys do bring their dogs in their trucks.
Absolutely. A lot of them bring their wives.
Or girlfriends.
Just stay away from the lot lizards.
Well, no, what is that?
Okay. Jim, come on.
All right.
You don't know what a lot lizard is?
I don't know. Hey, I'm talking about these 10 most talked about businesses.
Todd, he's the only full-grown man I know that doesn't know what a lot lizard is.
Either that or he's avoiding it, right?
Maybe he's avoiding it.
Yeah,
okay,
mom's listening.
All right.
Yeah.
Crumble Cookies in Ashwaubenon, Utah-based cookie company.
All
did you go there?
No, I don't know it. Okay, these are cool-sounding places.
2308 South Oneida.
Okay.
Suite 120. 200-plus flavors of the store offers of cookies.
Did not know that. All right, sounds like a cool place to go.
But I want to tell you
I'm looking for a new place to eat. Because I'm going to tell you about a bad experience I had the other night. And tell me what you think of this.
All right.
Am I just being overly sensitive?
Okay.
So I go to one of my favorite places to eat, which is the gas station up here.
Well, that's, for starters, I can see that not being, that's not a good start.
But you know what? I love those Angus burgers and bacon cheeseburgers.
They do have good burgers.
They're great burgers. All right. So I go there and I grab it. I'm in line. Okay, and there's a line to the left and a line to the right. So I kind of ease over to the line on the right. There's this one lady. She's talking on her phone.
The cashier?
Nope.
Oh, the customer.
Okay. Yeah. So she gets off the phone and she tells the cashier whatever. Okay. So then she goes walking out. And I go and I put my cheeseburger down on the thing. And as I'm putting that down, she puts out the next register thing. Doesn't say, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go out and get a propane tank for her or anything like that. So then I have to go back in line in the other line, like fourth in line. Doesn't say I'm sorry, doesn't say anything. Just puts the next register thing there as I'm putting down my cheeseburger.
That's all back to that customer service.
I know.
I tell you, and it doesn't cost a lot to give great customer service.
All she had to do was say, I'm so sorry. Right. I'll be right back if you want to wait or go in line. Yeah. Nope. Just puts the sign down right in front of me.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? There's other gas stations I could bring my service, my business to eat.
Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah. Got a thing here. Quick poll on lot lizards. What? The mayor doesn't know what lot lizards are?
He doesn't.
Well, no wonder there's so many around Green Bay.
Glass business that was featured in the Press Gazette.
Yes.
City Deck Landing brings new market and radio station downtown.
There you go. We got to talk more about that. We come back right after this.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. New York Mayor Eric Adams says other states have to stop sending busloads of migrants there without notice.
Federal government must take responsibility and lead on this humanitarian crisis.
Flood warnings are up in and around Philadelphia as drivers try to navigate through the new rivers that heavy rain has left behind. Jeff Norman was trying to get to the airport last night.
So far, we've had delays on every train getting here, and we know of at least 35 minutes for our plane.
Most of that storm system is now in New York. Colorado's GOP has appealed the state Supreme Court decision to keep Donald Trump off the primary ballot because of his role in the Capitol insurrection. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Colorado Supreme Court went further than any of the other states courts in finding he's disqualified from running for office, but that decision denies Republican voters in Colorado access to the election to choose their president.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We may soon know the fate of a Universities of Wisconsin chancellor after the Board of Regents met in closed session Wednesday night. They met to discuss the potential discipline or termination of a university chancellor, though they did not say which chancellor they were looking at. La Crosse's Joe Gow and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the last chancellors to be sanctioned by the Board of Regents. They were denied pay raises in 2018. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
It's going to be a messy one today. Rain, snow, mix likely with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. I don't expect a lot of snow accumulation, but there could be a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all ends late tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer with a high of 41. If you love great barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
To everyone who craves a handcrafted treat, let our team member Sephora tell you about a Culver's favorite.
We make our thick and creamy fresh frozen custard in small batches all throughout the day. And we mean all day, every day. From our supremely rich shakes and concrete mixers to our freshly scooped dishes and cones, we handcraft every bite to pure perfection.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fresh frozen custard.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nilsson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
With you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a rainy, I mean rainy, Thursday morning in downtown Green Bay. Never seen a rainy day like this,
but
on the 28th of December.
But it's 37. Just think if it was 27. That would not be rain.
That would not be rain. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, we've been talking all year about how great Pella Windows and Doors is and what a great, great promotion they've got going. If you get them on your docket before the 31st, you can get stuff installed. And by stuff, I mean phenomenal windows and phenomenal doors and not pay until 2025. That's right, 18 months worth from great wood to fiberglass and vinyl, rated the number one highest value, highest quality, most preferred by Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay area homeowners. Make this New Year's resolution. Right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, put no money down, no payments, no interest for 18 months. But hurry, this is going to end on December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWindows.com. Or actually, PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. So there you go. But speaking of resolutions, you have any?
You should have going to the new year with three resolutions.
But here's my, let me just say
a personal one.
Okay.
A business one.
Okay.
And then
I want to break mine down into like 90-day increments, though, instead of like the full year. Because otherwise, you know what I find?
Okay.
It's like, well, I've got all year to accomplish this goal.
All right. So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should track it every month.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm giving 90 days.
Okay. 90 days.
90 days. I'm down 20 pounds.
Okay. You can do that.
20 pounds in 90 days.
Does that mean?
If not, I'll give you $50.
Does that mean 80 pounds?
I'm going to give you $50. I'm going to give you $50 cash.
Or is that your yearly goal, but you're just going to do it 90 days?
I would, if I don't achieve that goal, I will shave your head.
Okay. What? You'll shave your head.
I'll
not
shave
mine.
Milton.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
no. Okay. What are yours? Todd, what are yours?
I haven't really thought about it. I think being healthier in general, you know.
Yeah, but they got to be measured. They got to be these SMART goals. I teach my kids this. They got to be specific, measurable.
That wasn't too condescending.
Wow.
Teach my kids.
Well,
this
you can't just say I want more money, and if I give you a penny, have you achieved your goal? Mm. No, it's they got to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely.
Okay,
that's what a goal is. And when you
minus 20 pounds in 90 days,
I like that.
Okay, got on the scale today. It wasn't good. 234.
I
have to be 214. 214 in 90 days.
214 and that's okay. My goal, I will be under 200.
What do you weigh right now?
More than that.
How much more?
17.
Okay, we're both pretty close then to what we got to lose.
Okay.
I'm 20, you're 17.
So you're going to be at, I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Because you have a way of changing moving the goalposts.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, so John, his goal is to be at 214.
Yeah.
And mine is to be at, let's see, Jim, 199.
Okay. All right, deal.
And then
in 90 days.
And then the next 90 days, we're going to go probably 10, 10, 10.
Okay.
For the next three quarters.
Okay.
And that would put me down 30, put me down at 169. That's where I belong. 165 is where I want to be. Okay. That's
you know
a
great what it
goal.
Said for my height? You know what it said for my body mass index to be like 169 pounds?
Ooh,
I was 169 pounds when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, you're.
It's not. See, those body mass index things aren't right. Cause like I got real thick legs and thick quads things.
I think there's three options. You didn't plug in the right option.
What do you mean?
Like small
for BMI?
Frame. Yeah, like I think your frame is. What do they call you guys? Husky.
Well, they just said for the just height and weight. That's all it went by. I didn't see that. Comment or that whatever option.
Well, but not every 5'8" person has the same frame. That's what I'm saying. There's small frames, medium frames, and large frames.
All right.
I just think that would factor in. 169 does seem a little light for you.
Yeah.
I think mine is like 165, so it's the same as you, John.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I haven't been 165
since high school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But this is going to be fun, though.
I think you should go back to your wrestling weight. 101. I still can't believe that. You were in high school at 101 pounds.
Yeah. 103.
Yeah. 103 pounds.
Well, you get 2 pounds.
So you'd have to make weight then to drop down.
Oh, yeah. X-Lax.
No.
Yeah, rubber suits.
Did you smoke? Some wrestlers, it would be the opposite of what you would think. Some wrestlers I knew smoked
when you're
to keep off weight.
17. How does smoking? 16.
How does? But a lot of women I know used to say, I like to quit smoking, but I don't want to gain weight. Because why is that?
It's not that. It's something in your mouth. And people, they still need that. And they put candy or chips and they replace the cigarette with a snack. And that's how people gain weight. So I'm not saying smoking makes you lose weight or keeps the weight off, but once you stop smoking, you're idle and you can't.
So that's it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it did something for the metabolism or something
like
that.
Maybe there's some science behind it, but I will say that people who gain weight, well, that's a convenient excuse too. It's like, hey, look, at least I quit smoking. I don't know what's better. Probably.
Well, it's not. I mean, smoking is horrific.
Okay.
Horrific. There's nothing worse. There's nothing more a person can do worse for your body, is there, than smoking?
Probably not.
I mean, really?
No.
Is there?
Not. So you're better off, but okay, you're right. You're better off doing that. Hey, all right.
I mean, the meth type things or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got this one. As a truck driver, the BMI standards are ridiculous.
Okay.
Do truck driver? I don't understand though. As a truck driver, the BMI standards. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? You know what I mean? Do truck drivers get tested for BMI or anything?
Evidently that guy does.
Interesting. Hey. Interesting. Or maybe it just means that you're driving around a lot and it's, you know, just you put on weight because you're not, you know, exercising as
right.
much.
Right.
Remember when they put out those things? This was years ago. Where at rest stops that have like exercise equipment and for truckers. Do you ever see anybody use one of those?
No.
Never.
That's such. I'm not sure people, even in hotels, they call up. You got an exercise room? You got a weight room? And then, we do. Almost, and nobody uses it.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I never like them.
Never do when I
travel. Like them. You know, one of the things I like about them is they always have those big water tanks, okay, with like lemons in them.
Yeah.
Cut up lemons. Those always look right. So good.
Oranges.
And then they always have the TV workings.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things like I enjoy staying in cool hotels in the morning. That's the fun part. So I can get up in the morning, right. And then we'll have a breakfast buffet. You can work out. Then you go get a nice breakfast. I like that part of staying in a hotel.
All right. I like hotels with awesome lobbies. I mean, I like Pfister, the Northland.
Right. But you know what else I really like? This is another part of my weirdness.
Huh? The bars.
No. Listen, too expensive.
Yeah, boy.
Hotel bars are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
I like old motels. The roadside ones?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
The retro look to most of them.
Absolutely, 100%.
Where you enter from the outside by your car.
And they always remind me of movies from like the 50s where some guy is a fugitive or something. And he's hiding out in a place like that. Mm-hmm. I love those kind of places.
The movie or the TV show Schitt's Creek, right?
Yes, it's exactly it.
Yep,
exactly what it is.
The Rosebud Motel.
Yep, exactly the same type of places.
No,
I love them.
Oh, they're musty. They're good.
Have you ever stayed them? Have you stayed them? No. Okay, then how do you know?
No,
you don't
know. I think I might.
Know.
I did. I think I did. No, I
don't
did.
Think you ever have.
No, I'll tell you when I did.
They got the vibrating bed machines.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. And I would, that's something I would do, like buy one.
Yeah.
Fix it up real nice, make it very retro.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely
make some money on that.
Yep. Okay, for truck drivers, yes, for yearly physicals. It determines if you get FedMed card or have to... Sleep machine? I don't know what that means.
I think it says have to have a sleep machine.
What's a sleep machine?
Probably that CPAP.
That's what I'm assuming.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get, put that on my list. That's one of my goals for this year.
To get tested or to get the machine?
No. Just to get tested.
Tested for sleep apnea.
Yes.
Those are a little selfish though, because one is about, your weight. The other one is about
isn't that what these things are about?
One personal, one family, and one for the community.
Okay. Well.
The community one is the Bart Starr Bridge.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is a great, great
absolutely.
New Year's resolution.
We're going to get that done.
So.
Write that down.
I did already.
Okay, so sleep apnea.
No, that can go with the, that kind of ties in with the personal health. But anyway.
Nobody wants to sleep near me. Anywhere. Even my brother told me that at deer camp, but how loud I snore.
Yeah.
And said, nobody wants to sleep around me.
I don't think you're going to be in the lab real long. I think you're going to go to sleep for maybe an hour, and she's going to come in and say, look, you have sleep apnea. And then
really?
That's it. You're not going to have to spend the whole night.
Can I just get a shot then or something?
Nope. No.
I'm not wearing a machine.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
How can you roll over? I like sleeping all in a lot of different positions.
You'll get used to it.
I can't
okay,
do
hey,
this.
I want the family. I want the, so we got the community.
Yeah.
And we got.
We need
plenty on the personal. No. I want to get your, what is your family resolution for you and Julie and Dom? You take a trip with them? Are you going to have dinner once a month with them? Are you going to go to
trying to get Dom to help buy me a house, buy us a house. Would that be considered that or no? Probably
well,
not.
Well, that's a family thing.
Okay.
What, buying a house, is that a family?
Yeah.
But are you going to resolve to do that?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this is a commitment.
Get some equity, you know, build in some equity, but he's very, I don't want to say tight, but he's very
frugal.
Yeah.
That is a quality, though, that not enough people have. And when
I
you become an Eagle Scout,
yeah,
they talk about that.
You're an Eagle Scout?
No, I've been to.
You were an Eagle Scout?
No, I've been to a lot of Eagle Scout ceremonies.
You think I could have been an Eagle Scout?
No, that's tough, John. Right. That is, those guys are, I mean, the first what?
You never think I can do anything or achieve anything,
Jim.
No,
I think you're great.
Got this text. I did the sleep test and couldn't sleep because of all the wires. Chris. I could see that happening, too. What if you don't sleep?
You get used to it. And maybe they're going to slip you a little Ambien the first couple days just so that you can sleep.
What's that like, Ambien?
It's a terrible, terrible drug.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
That should be disbanded.
Really?
It is. It's just, it's not
good.
What
does it do to you?
It puts you in a, it can put you, I'm not saying it does. It can, I know my doctor's probably listening. It can put you in a, sleep conscious where you're and you do stuff you can't believe you're doing.
Really?
Eating. People have dreaded.
Got this one from Pat. I wouldn't stay at a motel these days without a can of bug spray. Bed bugs
there
are rampant.
All right, Pat.
But you know what? They're also rampant in some big places in New York City. And where else? Oh, Paris, where they're having the Olympics. There's bed bugs are all over. I mean, they're just, it's not just the cheap motels where you have
but
bed bugs.
Probability is much, much higher in your hotel than like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're assuming that our hotel would be.
Yeah.
A junk?
Yeah. Quite an assumption there.
I am.
Jim.
I'm saying if you enter from, and you can see the light shining in your room, there's no security at all. It's just an empty cheap door that somebody could kick in.
And you got a 38 of the nightstand.
Well, yeah, that's true. I would rather have the doorman open the door and go to the elevator.
I'll tell you one motel I would never stay in, and it's got one of the greatest views you can find in the state of Wisconsin.
Let me guess. Is it in this county?
No.
Is it in where House on the Rock and all that is?
No. No one knows where House on the Rock is. So
yeah, remember we did that. There are more people there than not. Okay, I don't know.
Two Rivers.
Oh, the lighthouse.
Right across. Yeah. No, not the lighthouse. I love the lighthouse.
Oh,
I stay at the lighthouse at times.
Yeah, but that could
I love
be
the lighthouse.
That could be upgraded.
The lighthouse is, there's not a negative word I could say about the lighthouse. I love it. No, it's between there and Manitowoc. There's the scummiest looking motel right across from Lake Michigan.
Right, where you enter from the outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is the scummiest looking place. And it is. And there's the most beautiful view possible looking right on the lake.
It looks like the
ocean.
And
this looks terrible. I mean, this looks, wow.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I would. That's one that I would not stay in. Get this one. Johnny reopened the little motel across from Mahoots. I think Mahoots is open this weekend.
That's nice.
I think I saw that someplace.
The
Mahoots is going to be open for like a night or two.
That's cool.
That would be great. Love Mahoots in Two Rivers.
Okay. Yes. So we got the Bart Starr Bridge. I don't have the family one.
I got to work on that.
Okay.
I'm going to work on
that. Todd, quickly, your personal resolution, not being healthier. It has to be like.
Yeah, you're healthy enough.
214. You
That's
are pretty
fair.
Healthy.
No.
Yeah. I'll be.
How about run a 5K?
No, I'm not going to run. You know my knee. I would like to get more mobile with my knee. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right.
But how do you judge that? Because you're the judge and jury on these, and you're pretty tough.
It's got to be measurable. Yeah. I am going to run a 10K.
All right.
All right.
That's measurable.
Right.
I didn't say the time because it might be the Bellum.
Doesn't
it
matter.
It might be the.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Packer one.
Okay.
Because that's October.
Okay.
Okay, but Todd, I got to get your. Okay, we're going to
come
back.
10 seconds. All right.
We got to wrap this up.
Right.
Family, community, personal.
All right after this.
Well, it's Monday morning. He's kissing mama goodbye. He's up. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry, even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Roll on! The driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, because the weather had everything
strong. Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Loved Alabama. Do you like Alabama?
Love them.
Love them.
I really do.
They used to come to Green Bay all the time.
Yeah.
I think they had a string of 21 consecutive number one hits.
Is that amazing?
Yes.
Just amazing.
And that kid that
one of the all-time greats.
That what's that song everybody plays at the wedding? But he was 19 when he wrote it, and then it kind of sat on the shelf for a while, and he played it again in Florida, and somebody's like, that's a hell of a song, and it became real popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, anyway, that's a great
story.
What
was your wedding song?
I had a big band there.
You would.
I did. It was great. I had the, it's called the Brass Factory.
Ah.
They were good.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay. So anyway, we've got two tickets.
Edelweiss, by the way.
What is it?
Edelweiss.
Oh.
Edelweiss. What's Edelweiss?
From Sound of Music,
Sound of
right?
Music. Yeah.
I never saw that.
What? Come on. All right.
So, I've never seen the Sound of Music. A lot of people haven't.
No.
Quick poll?
No. I'll tell you what.
Have you seen this poll, Eric?
That's 90%. No, you didn't. The Sound of Music is probably, it's my favorite movie, but probably everybody watches that, and people watch
it's
it
It's never
annually.
On. When's it ever on? It's never on.
It was just on. It was just on over the Christmas holidays.
I don't think
it's
it was.
It's always on. Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a great movie.
So anyway.
Edelweiss, that flower that grows.
Okay.
Yeah. I was an orchestra. I was a little faster paced, but it was a slow dance. Yeah.
Is this from Sound of Music?
I don't think that's the guy singing.
Yes,
is that him?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
We've got two tickets to the UW-Green Bay Wright State ball game tomorrow at noon. At noon. Two tickets, Green Bay Phoenix against Wright State tomorrow at noon at the Rush Center. First person to text us, say, I want those tickets, and I will use them. Go right ahead.
$18 each.
$18 tickets. You get them free of charge, courtesy of the mayor.
Right.
920 Midwest. No, you don't want to do that.
No, if you want to text the studio, you'll want to download the Civic Media app.
Yes.
And text us that way.
Two tickets. UWGB against Wright State.
And you got to stop down at the studio either today, this morning, or tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Pick up the tickets.
Conference game. That's nice.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That'd be a great game.
It's
something
fantastic.
To do. Take
yeah.
your son, daughter.
A noon game. That's kind of cool.
It is.
During the week.
Right. And it's a Friday. People are chilling on
yeah.
Friday. So you
well,
get
especially
away.
This week. I will say this.
Slow
week. There's been a lot of years. By the way, we got a winner, Todd?
Yep. Gentleman by the name of Todd.
Todd, congratulations.
All right, Todd.
You have to go to the game.
That's
going to
be a fun game.
This is one of the few times in my life that I've ever worked this entire week.
Right.
This was normally the time you take some days off.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've never missed a day of work.
What do you mean? Oh, I've missed days of work. What are you talking about?
I think you got
here, you mean?
Yeah, I just think you've had stuff come up. You've rented cars to get to work on time.
Well, I wish I could have rented a car to get to work on time.
I rented a truck. You've been a truck.
A U-Haul truck.
You've been not feeling real well. You've been here. You've driven in some inclement weather. I just think you got good work ethic.
Well, yeah, but I also stay up here, upstairs. I got to come down the elevator.
Yeah, but in Manitowoc, you would drive
yeah,
in, you know?
No, anyway. Todd gets the award for last week. He was sicker than a dog.
I know.
You wore that tassel cap in here.
Yeah.
And you were sicker than a dog, and you came in because we had that really good show, that stacked show.
Yes.
So
that was fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Today is the only day we've ever had two guests blow us off.
Well, I don't know that that would be the right word.
We've had two guests blow us off.
No, something came up.
Burke, why did you blow us off? Burke Griffin.
Both yesterday, they're like, look, I'm excited to be on. I got staff coming in to cover for me. That's what Cole said, the burger guy.
Yeah.
I got to get somebody else to cover for me.
Yeah.
He texted me last night. I got someone to cover. Maybe that guy didn't show up. But
let us know. I hate it when you
right. You could have let us know.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
All right.
Okay, hey, tomorrow is the last show before the new year. What are we doing New Year's? We have a show?
Yeah, you got a special show, actually.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, so for the new year, you guys have done a lot of shows about health and bettering your life and all that kind of stuff. So we got some of the best of the best. Dr. Kristen will be featured on Monday. Dr. Kristen Lierley. Tom Miazga, he was a guest on the show, of course.
He was great.
In the wheelchair, but like just a winner of so
phenomenal.
Many.
Phenomenal. That's like a hero. You want to talk about heroes? That's a hero.
Totally. That guy is so inspirational. If you don't listen Monday and you don't walk away feeling better about you know, your future.
Right.
And what was it again, Todd, his affliction?
He has CP.
CP.
Yep.
And you asked him. And I think
I remember. I just couldn't remember what it was. Yeah.
And then his grade school teacher believed in him. And now he's out in Minnesota winning another award.
He's amazing. That's a legitimate hero.
Yep.
And then Peter and Tracy Flukey will be joining us to talk about their story of the tandem biking.
By the way, I was going to put on my list, I was going to like hardcore biking all winter until you told me, or Todd told me, or who told me those bikes were like $2,000.
Brittany said that yesterday.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
$2,000 for a pedal bike.
Well, there's a lot to it.
She
said they're lightweight, aluminum, and the tires. But anyway, yes, that's a lot. Yeah.
And then Jim's personal trainer, Spencer Melberg, will also be on that special.
Well, I think
Monday.
He's quit already, right? Can he walk away?
He's giving up. He's giving
that's
up.
Right. Man, no. I'm seeing Spencer tomorrow at 9:00.
Okay.
9:00. So I got to get out of here.
Because he texted me and he's like, oh man, how do you deal with him every day? It's unbelievable.
All right. Hey, you guys.
How are you doing your squats or your lunges, whatever it was that you're struggling with?
That's an understatement. Todd, I'm getting these New Year's resolutions done because I think this is going to be fun this year. So my personal one is a 10K. Your personal one is something about your knee.
I want to get
more measurable.
Well, I need to be more mobile. It's very hard for me to get around. So,
but how do you measure that, John?
I don't know.
It's his. Why do you look at him with disgust?
I can't see him over the. Okay.
You look at him with disdain, Todd. I apologize for him.
Todd, do you have a community one in mind? Or do you want to think about it? And then I'd like to do something that maybe is more of.
We got to lock it in tomorrow.
Not just you.
Lock it in.
More of a family thing. I don't know if you've got your. How's your.
Did you do all three of yours?
I did not.
Okay, because we got to put one down for your community thing.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, the ping pong balls.
Okay.
Because I want to see you fail. I want to see you fail.
No, no, okay, so that's my community one is to have an event to celebrate our annual anniversary. Mm. The ping pong ball drop.
Okay. Ping pong drop with helicopters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's my community one. My
if
personal
that,
one
if
is
that
a
comes
10K.
Through, I will come to your house real early every morning and take Milton for a walk for a month. How's that? Deal?
I don't know if he'd like that, so
he would love it. I'll drag him along,
and I got to do the family one. But the family one, I think, I'm going to try and see my kids, even though they're in New York and Nashville, like once a month.
All right,
and try to do that. But I have to write that down.
Once a month to New York or Nashville?
Yeah.
Wow, that's right.
Wow,
that's yeah.
I think it's a lot.
I don't know.
There's. I don't know.
How many bills did you have in that shoebox you took out of the office back in the city hall?
Right?
Hey, all right. I'm just saying.
I'll think about it. I got to talk to Don about that.
He's one of those guys, you go into his freezer and it's like stacks of money, you know what I mean? Hidden in the, you know, it's labeled, you know, veal. It's $100 bills. All right, Mind on the Mayor. We're going to have our last show of the year coming up tomorrow. Hope you can join us. Back in then. See ya.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
From the locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move. Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. U.S. officials are back in Washington after meeting with Mexico's president about the southern border crisis. Here's correspondent Christina Ruffini.